Mar Elam Rab Duda.
I'm down, okay?
V'ochel. Elam Rab Duda. The fourth Shita. The Ula, Rav Chisda, Rav Yosef, Rav Amnuna. Next little bet. Elam Rav Amnuna. You have it?
Yeah.
Elam Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna says, Borer v'ochel. What does that mean? Ochel mitoch b'salad. When the Braita says Borer v'ochel, the Braita means what? Ochel mitoch b'salad. That's what it means. Borer kumeniach. It says borer meniach in the Braita. What does that mean? Ochel mitoch b'salad. Again, ochel mitoch b'salad. What happens if it's psalm mitoch ochel? On that, the Braita says lo yivror. Bir chayiv chat. Meaning, ochel mitoch b'salad. Mutar. It's an expression. That's part of how you learn the Braita. The Braita says borer v'ochel, borer meniach. In bir chayiv chat, that's what it means. Ochel mitoch psalat mutter, bar meniach ochel mitoch psalat. If it's psalat mitoch ochel, chayiv chatas. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi explains why. Why is it that ochel mitoch psalat is mutter? You have it, says Rashi. Rashi says ochel mitoch psalat. Boy, derech brer. Underline this Rashi. Very, very, very key Rashi. Very well said. Ki Lashem Hamlucha. Now listen carefully. What is it? Lav Derech Breru. Ochel mitoch psalat. You have it? You have the Rashi? It's not called Derech Breru. It's not called Derech Breru. Comes along Tosfot. And he explains like this. Borev ochel mitoch psalat.
Rashi.
Mashma the oichel mitoch psalat ain't there brer bekach. Sounds familiar? Same as Rashi. Vikasha, but I have a problem with it. Says Tosfos. What's my problem? Reish perik tolim lekamul kuflamiches. You know why he says lekamul kuflamiches? Because he would say reish perik tolim, everybody would say, well, I don't know where it is. I don't know where it is. Right. So therefore, he tells you where it is. Like this, you shouldn't bother the Rebbe with bekiut. Perik Tolil Kaman Kuf Lamed Ches. Amina Man Daka Shal Boyer Oichol Mitoch Psalat. What is Daka Shal Boyer? It says Boyer Oichol Mitoch Psalat. So you see clearly that there's a derech of Breir of Oichol Mitoch Psalat also.
It's also Daka.
How could you come and say Rashi that the Hezra of Oichol Mitoch Psalat is Shei Derech Breir Bekach? The Gemara says clearly. Bad darker shall bayer oichel from psalos.
What's
why?
What does Rashi mean?
Kasha.
No, before
Tosfot. Rashi means
formal
brera. Is psalot teichachem.
It's
not called brera. It's not a bais of brera.
Oh, if I take food from solid,
that's not called brera. Full brera.
And we see Tosfot brings a gemara that says it is.
It is. So he says, "V'yeshlamar nahasam b'psoilus b'ruba la'oichel." Of there, it's talking about where there's so much psoilus, so much more than oichel. So, which is the easier to take away the oichel, take away the psoilus?
The
oichel. The oichel. If there's so much psoilus, easier to take away the oichel. So psoilus has tisus, so therefore becomes derech breira to take the oichel. Where is it derech breira to take the psoilus where the psoilus is less? Where is it derech breira to take the oichel like the Gemara says in Perek Tehillim? That's where it's what? Merubah, where it's more. The Hasav Mishaber Ayri. Because over there we're talking about a case where he's Mishaber. You know what Mishaber means? You separate the Shmarim from the food, right? The water and the Shmarim. So in that case, which is easier? If it's easier to take the oichel for the psalus, then it becomes derech breira to do what?
With water and
exactly, and they have it flow.
So there's more psalut than.
Oh, we're not talking. This sheet has nothing to do with lauter.
Just regular.
Oichel for psalus from oichel. The chiddush is even oichel for psalus when it's merubah. The kasha, the rajba has a kasha. What do you do with the yesh? Not a pair of kashrut. Time to make a cup of the beitza. Kaboyer kidneys beyond the Mishab and Boyer Eichel Eichel. But still, I'm a Boyer Kedaka. If someone wants to be Boyer kidneys, what does the Gemara say? On Yantif, Machloik is Mishab and Beisil. Well, I'm a Gemara. The Gemara says, Mamed, Varma Murim, when is this talking about Kisha Eichel Merubal Apsilis? When the food is much more than the Psilis. Avu psilus meruba la oichol tivri akol noitlus oichol v'niach asam psilus. So it's a contradiction. I thought you told me it's down breira with the psilus meruba to take the oichol becomes the breira. And how can the Gemara say tivri akol that even beishamay and beisul? Amayda, that what do you do? You take the oichol with the psilus meruba. Stira b'furesh.
Saying you take the oichol, but the way.
So it's a why? So Adrav should be awesome then. If it's there, greater, then it should be also the opposite, no? How can the Gemara matir to take the ochel on Yantif if and the Gemara says, what is it talking about when the psalms are rubus? It's a stira. So what does he answer? Vim psalms are rubal oichel, and if the psalms are rubal oichel, am oichel to psalm that greater, hechi shari le beshama, yikoyin yisil le marke daka vitzar chiyo. Says the Rashba, I have no answer to this.
There's more solid.
What's the question? That the Gemara says clearly that according to the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the Machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is said what? Meaning even Beis Shammai, where it's going to be, Psoilus Meruba is going to hold that Bayer Eichel. That's even Beis Shammai holds Bayer Psoilus. Right, he's going to say you should be Bayer the Eichel instead of the Bayer the Psoilus. We just said Bayer Eichel. It's okay, so obviously Bayer is also a Shabbos Yom. Rashba held the same Bayer. The Rashba held is the same Bayer.
What is the Stirayo?
How could you, Taisu, say that when the Gemara says Eichel with the Psoilus is Bayer, how could you say that it's Bayer because the Psoilus is Merubba? The Gemara Beitza says clearly on Yantif when the Psoilus is Merubah, he should take Hakol Moed. Everybody agrees, what do you do? You take the Eichel.
Oh, one second. By Shabbat and Yom Tov, is that the same order?
We don't know that yet. Simply the Rashba takes on that it is. From this Taisus, you see that the Rashba takes on that it's the same Halakha Moed.
Meaning Shabbat is, we said,
same Moed.
And by Yom Tov is more or less, right? We go by Roven.
Right, that's what it seems from the Gemara. Gemara is mashma. Yeah, but that's the question. If it's the same thing, how could we switch between this buyer and that buyer? Right? That's the question. Comes along the Ramban. On the Smamish this Taisus. Yeah? The Ramban says, Taisus, Psilus Merubi, you take the Eichel, it's called buyer. Nonsense.
Why?
The evidence is, even where it's Psilus Merubi, Eichel becomes Psilus Mutter. He doesn't say it. Let me tell you, let's read what he says. Take out the Ramban. Give me a maschel. Taisus gives a teretz. Psoilus is merubah al oichel. Then it becomes derub bayir liver oichel anich psoilus. Psoilus merubah al oichel, then it's the opposite. Derub liver al psoilus anich. What's that Taisus, right?
Yeah.
So when Psoilus Meruba, what's the derech to take the and therefore it becomes Breira.
Yes.
The Loi Mistabra. Says the Rabban, it's not true.
No, second. The derech becomes Breira?
Becomes Breira to take the Eichel, no?
That's the beginning of the Tosfot. The beginning of Tosfot?
Yes.
Because in the end, Tosfot, the Rabban.
Taisha is a Kasha, but the Taisha says the Loi Mistabra. Says Taisha, says the Rabban, it's not right. It's not true. Tais is chiddush that if it's psilus meruba, it's beautiful Rabban. The what? You take the eichel, it becomes bayer. Not true. Not true. V'loy mistavra. The gabi Shabbos, la'olam also liver psilus v'laniach eichel. Shabbos is always psilus from eichel. It's never eichel from psilus. No.
Yeah.
The afal gab the tapayu der bayer dino. Even though the lash of the Gemara is mashma, the oichel mitach psilus is what?
Dinner.
Meaning what? The Rabban saying, I don't disagree with Taisus Raya. You see what he's doing?
I agree with you.
I agree with your Raya that it's the Gemara calls it Bayer, but it's a Bayer that's mutter. Just because the Gemara called it Bayer, it doesn't mean that it's Aser. It's Bayer that's mutter. Why?
Why?
Derek Byrdin, who? Bishabis. Beheteru Tarchidon. Bisura loy Tarchidon. Bad Torah Bisura Ubira Psalis. Havali Kibir Loitzer. Share a diet to Lechor Bashabir Lefika Chayef. Listen carefully. Listen to the words. Here. Vafel Kap Tavai Der Byrdin. Bishabis. Beheteru Tarchidon. For heter dicka things, we're allowed to do malacha. Meaning, I'm allowed to eat on Shabbos. So even though there's a tircha, meaning what? Barer, even though there's a malacha involved, what? Baruch. Write this down, it's a beautiful Ramban. I'll tell you. We're learning up the Ramban beautifully. Beautiful, I'll tell you. Yeah? Meaning what? I'm asking to you, Tosfot. I'm asking to you, Tosfot. Bayer, the Gemara calls it Bayer. Don't come and say it's not Bayer. It is Bayer.
Who said it's also Bayer?
But it's Bayer that's Mutter. Why? Because Bayer is a malacha, but it's Mutter to do malacha lehetera.
What are we talking? Take out the food from solid?
Right. Yeah, take out the food from the
solid.
That's right. Who says that? I didn't tell you it's not Bayer. I tell you it's not a malacha. But it's a malacha, muteret, beheteru, tarchina. You're allowed to do.
Wouldn't it be called
that's not true.
Borim
is to select. What
is
it? Select. Oh, so Meili says that's what he's trying to say. Uman de Torah be isura. But if you do for an iser, which is what? Boru lo oitzer. Not boru lechel, because lechel's mutter. Share eidai to lechel mashabir, because he doesn't have a mind to eat. Therefore, lefika chayef. Exactly. Boy side, this is where you first are introduced to the Yisod of Derech Achilah.
What do you say?
Rashi and Tosis are learning it's not Derech Boyer.
It's not
Boyer at all. Rabban is learning it is Boyer.
It's Boyer and still
Derech and it's still Boyer because it's a head to call Derech Achilah. So this buyer is buyer Abu Teres. So if someone's going to ask you, as if you're a lambda, if someone's going to ask you, write this down, is buyer Mutter on Shabbos?
Machloikis.
The answer is, there's a machloikis.
Rashi
Toysa,
or Tasek. In Ramban.
Rashi's going to learn buyer is Aser. Rashi's going to learn buyer is Aser. Buyer is Aser. Notice that ever since we started to learn, my throat doesn't hurt me. I'm able to talk. I tell you, in 2 seconds, I feel like sick. Come on,
you open up?
No, I don't know. I don't feel it. I don't just don't know where I just it goes. I said a shiur for an hour and a half yesterday. I don't even know how he did it. He says it's not buried at all.
Right.
Taisa said, Rabban says it is Boyer.
It's called Boyer, but it's not
Boyer. Let's see you learn math and have your head in it. Would you? Yeah, Torah doesn't exist.
It's not bad.
Where is it?
Is it the fact that you...
No, I understand.
You think in the Torah?
Let me tell you something. What's the difference what the facts are? It works.
I understand.
But some of them come to the doctor explaining why an antibiotic works. What's the difference? Take it. It works.
No, let's see you...
The Ramban says that
Boyer is Taka Boyer. Even Eichel from Silas is Boyer, but it's Boyer Abu Taras. And because Boyer, which is Mutter.
That was part of it. This is only for Achila.
Now I'm going to show you Taisus and the Ramban, the exact opposite, in Rabbi Yossi. Let's take a look at the Gemara. You hear? Rashi Taisus learned. Eichel from Silas is a Derech Breira. Rabban learns, what is it? Derech
HaChila.
I'm going to show you where they apply the same Svaras to Hefuch. Where the Rabban uses Rashi's Taisa Svara, and where Taisa uses the Rabban Svara. If everybody please takes a look. Elam Rav Chista. Bayer of Eichel, Pachas Mikashir. You're allowed to be Bayer v'Eichel, Pachas Mikashir. You have it?
Yeah.
Pachas Mikashir.
Go back.
Bayer v'Niach, again, also Pachas Mikashir. Ukishur lo yivrar, because Pachas Mutter, but Shiur is Asur. Bir Chayiv Chatas. Right? Let's see Rashi. Is there a Rashi on Pachs Kashir? No, right? No Rashi.
No.
Comes along Tysus. There's Rashi? Where's the Rashi? Pachs Kashir. So Rashi says which shear? Okay, fine. Now, comes along Tysus. The chimuter lefois pachas b'kashir, meaning on the Gemara's kash now. In fact, the Gemara, Ella, Rabbi Yosef, Bayer v'oich, I'm sorry, Ella, you have it? Maskel Rabbi Yosef. So Ella, Rabbi Yosef, the chimuter lefois pachas b'kashir? Yeah? What's the kash? Pachas b'kashir, gam kin asur. Chatzi shi'or.
Asra
Torah. Comes Tysus, and he says like this. Vam itaretz. So what's the teretz to the kasha? Meaning Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, Rav Yosef has a kasha name, v'chimut alef, v'pachas b'kshir, pachas b'kshir asur. So what did Rav Chisda hold? Read.
Pachon
b'kshir, havet derech
achila. It's derech achila, and it's not called bore.
It's like the voice on bore.
Write it down. I'm telling you. This is Tyre Messina. Listen to me. This is not South Street to Sinai, but Oil Simcha to Sinai. You see that Tysus learns? The same Swara that the Rabban learns in Rav Hamnuna, Tysus wants to learn it where? In Rav
Yosef.
Why is Pachas Mikashir Butter? Derech Achila is not by. I'm showing you
that. It's not like the Rabban.
General Derech
Achila. Okay. Where the Rabban says that Derech Achila takes away the problem of Bayrer.
Yes.
Tysa says that same Svara.
He said that even if it's Bayrer, it's still Mutad. That's what the Rabban said.
That's right, because Derech Achila takes away the problem, right?
Even if it's Bayrer.
That's the Rabban. Says Tysa was the same Svara.
What? Doesn't Rashi say the same thing?
No. And we said Toys, it says it's not their Breira. So I'm showing you that what? That Toys uses that same excuse, so to speak, of what he said, what Rabban uses where? In Rav Hamnuna. And then I'm going to show you how that the Rabban uses in Rav Chisda the same excuse that Tysus uses Rav Hamnuna, that's not Derech Breira.
How is Tysus like Rav Hamnuna?
Rabban says, what's the heter? Because it's Derech Achila.
He says it's Derech Achila, it's called Borer Lech Mutar.
And it's still Mutar. Why? Because there's a heter called Derech
Achila.
I'm showing you that Rav Chisda, in Rav Chisda, Tysus says that's Svarim. And even though it's Bayer, and even though Chatzishir is Aser, it's called Derech Achila. Do you remember I spoke this out, that what about Bekani v'Tamchli? Machloik is the Ritva and Rechazalish. That the Ritva learns that even with a Kli will be Mutter. Because either it's not Breira at all, and if it's not Breira, then even... You see how it's Tali Zebizet? Masheki the Chazanish held it is Breira, but there's a set special heter of Derech Achila. And Derech Achila is no heter of what? Remember we said this? This is Tysus. This is where it comes from. Right? And Tysus learns that Pachot Mikishiur is not called Derech Achila. It's called Derech Achila. Right? Pachot Mikishiur Abed Derech Achila. So if we be Derech Achila, what would follow from this? That even what? That only Shaloi Bikli. But if it would be Bikli, if you do the Bikli,
then
Shmiyas, which is the Chazonish. Remember how I explained to you the Chazonish? Hashem came, the Ritva learns, it's just not Bayer. And I'm going to show you that that's what the Rabban says. The Rabban says, Pachos Mikishir is just not Bayer. Everybody, please take a look. In the Rabban, you have it? Where's the Rabban here?
Yeah. It also learns that if it's Pachot Mikishir, then it's Havi Derech Achila?
Correct.
Even if it's Borer?
No, so that's the whole point. even though there's an Isra of Bayer here, still ahead to call Derech Achila.
So that's where you're allowed to.
And that's where the Chaznish will come and say, therefore, Bekli would it be Aser.
Why?
Because it's not called Derech Achila anymore. You don't eat with enough of a kibra, you eat with your hands.
No, or, and you could also answer the Ritva. That's what contradictory.
No, the Ritva is the opposite. Because the Ritva learns it's just not Breyer at all. It's just not a Breyer. Who cares if you did a Bekli? Now, what does the Ramban say? Here, everybody take a look at the Ramban. What is Rav Chisda going to answer? That what? That it's not called Boyer. Why? I'm sorry. Why is it Mutter Pachot Mikishur? She'ein Derech Reira Pachot Mikishur. He'll say that. What does he say? She'ein Derech Reira Mikach.
So
which is
Achila.
The Taisus and the Rashi of Rav Hakuna.
No, Derech Breira right here, Rashi says, and also over here.
You see what I'm showing you?
Here it says Achila. Here it says.
In Rav Chisda, Pachas Mikashir, what does Taisus learn? Pachas Mikashir, why would you be allowed to do Rav Chisda? Why Rav Chisda would you be allowed to do
it? Because it's not
and the answer is. That's called Derech
Achila.
It's very simple. Rav Chisda holds that Pachot Mikishur is Mutter, Yoter Mishur is Asr. Rav Hamnuna learns Eichel from Psylus is Mutter, and Psylus from Eichel is Asr. Comes along Rashi and Tosfot in Rav Hamnuna. In Eichel from Psylus, and they explain why Eichel from Psylus is Mutter, because it's not called Derech Breira. While the Ramban learns that's because it's Derech Achila.
Derech Breira,
but it's Derech Achila, what's Mutter. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina is even where it's Psylus from Eichel, meaning the Psylus is Merupa. Still, I'm taking the Eichel from Psylus, which is Derech Breira. It's still what Mutter, because what is a heter called Derech? I'm showing you that the exact opposite is what each one says in Rav Chisda. Taisa says, what's Pshat Rav Chisda? How can it be Pashmi Kishir? I Pashmi is Aser, because it's Derech Achila. Which is what Taisa, which was what Ramban said by Rav Hamnuna.
Yeah. And the Ramban would say it's not Derech Breira.
The Ramban by Rav Chisda is saying what Tosfos says by Rav Hamnuna.
What?
It's not Derech Breira.
What's not Derech Breira?
Hatzishir is not called Derech Breira. You know, you're not Breira less than this year.
It's so beautiful.
That's true. I'm showing you China.
Huh?
Difference mutter. That's Rav Chisda. Masheki Toysa says it's Derech Achila, which is they're contra- I mean, obviously, one is they're going from different kibbutzim. Why? So I'll tell you what I hold the Pashup Shad is. How do you learn the question of the Gemara? V'chimutter lefa is pachos mikashir. Does it make sense that the Gemara's kasha was Chatzi Shirasim in Atayra?
No.
Why not?
Why Matir Chatzi Shirasim?
If that's the question of the Gemara, you know what the problem is? What's the problem? There's no teretz to that.
Yeah.
Because Chatzi Shir is Asim in Atayra. So then what was the Gemara's kasha of Chimutter left with his pachos mikashir? Is it Derech Achila? That's the question. So in the question, each one's shita changed. Rabban learns what's the heter. The heter was Derech
Breira.
Not Derech Breira. Taisus learns Derech Achila. So when the Gemara says Chimutter Lefois, it's a direct question on these two Yesidas.
Is it Derech
Achila? Mamela, what happens? It turned over. But the Rabban turns away and says, from now on the heter has to be. And the Ratoises has to learn the heter is because the Gemara's kasha couldn't have been what Chatzi Shir Asim in Atayra because that's not a teretz, so and that's what Taisus means. So see, the question is, if you're going to come and tell me Derech and not Derech, the Chibutter Lefois, Who begs more less than a shir also?
Yeah.
Meaning, there's no heter called what? Your heter of derech and not derech. Rabban, your heter of derech and not derech is not a true heter, because you see, by oif it doesn't work. Right, so it's not an isser of chatzi shir, not chatzi shir. It's a question on your yisod. Taisis Euler, the yisod is derech achila, v'chibutra lesa. How do you do by oifa? Derech achila, shibutra then. And there's a special act of derech achila, malachas mutter, for derech achila. And it should become mutter. You see? Because of the Gemara's kasha, that's why each one changed its shita. That's why they each one turned to the other one. Zedet pach b'sheila shel Agmara, because there's no teretz to the question. You understand? And that's the cheshbon in Taisus. That's what Taisus means. Umasa varam chizda.
According to the question,
how can it be a question? They switch. Each one switches from the
other. Okay, so
this will learn A and this will learn B. So after the question, A, this one says A is wrong and this one says B is wrong. So this one turns around and says, so from now on we'll learn B, and from now on he'll learn A.
Yes, yeah, so according to one, there should be still a question because they just changed the names, but one holds something. According to one that says...
Yes, yeah, so what's the terrence to that? The terrence is very partial.
You know
what I'm asking. Yeah, I understand. So the terrence is very partial. Each one holds that by afia, the heter doesn't apply. The kasha had to be a kasha.
Again, okay. So why couldn't they answer this minority? Why did they have to?
But you see, because of the teretz, because you see from Rabbi Yosef that they didn't do that. I'm just telling you where the Rishonim got what they said. That's the pshat. By the way, yes.
Afiyashani.
Good question, huh? That would be a teretz afiyashani, but from the Gemara's kasha, obviously.
Not clear, Ben.
Listen carefully.
But you understand the question, right?
Yes, and I explained to you, and you'll work on it tonight. You got it? That when the Gemara's Rabbi Yosef comes and asks the Kasha, automatically, we have to fall away from what they learned in Rav Chisda, because that's the Kasha Rabbi Yosef. The Kasha Rabbi Yosef was not Chatzi Shasim and Atayr. That's not what it was. It's directly on your Yisod. You say Derech Achila, you say Derech Breira. So I'm telling you, there's no thing as Derech Breira, and I'm telling you, there's no thing as Derech Achila. So then what's the next Shita that's Matir? The heter has to be, according to him, the opposite. According to him, the opposite.
He's taking from him.
It has to be, because that's the Gemara's kasha, according to each one.
But then again, it doesn't answer my question.
Yes, it does. If you think about it. Let's move on one more step. What happens if a person here is Bayer La'alter?
That was new.
Bayer La'alter.
Oh,
it's the right? Bayer La'alter. Take a look at Rashi. Bayer Omeniach La'alter. So again, Rashi says what? Lech La'alter She'ein Zed Derech Bayer. Not Derech Bayer. It's only
Lights. Like.
Again, Rashi Lishitasei.
Like
Rambam.
No, it's not like Rambam.
It's like the number in the
second.
I understand, but it's like Rashi in the second. It's like Rashi. Ever since with Chayzer from the Svar of Derech Achila, Rashi's not going to use Derech Achila anymore. One moment. Rashi's not going to use Derech Achila anymore. What does Rashi use? Okay. So if you take a look, the Ran brings down from the Rashba that Hu Adin L'Tochen L'Bo Mayom.
Tochen Bo Mayom.
Yes. And the Ramah brings us down Lalacha. The Ramah is Simin Shuch Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Bet. Go ahead, open it up.
What?
Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Bet.
Rashba?
This Rashba is brought down in the Ramah. Take the Ramah. Let's make it fit. So come the Ramah.
Ramah. Huh? Yeah, the Ramah.
Okay, so you have to work on it.
Maybe
to
finish Shani.
I don't
You have it? You have it?
Almost.
It's good? Very interesting. Right, now listen carefully. Let me tell you something, this is Emmett, I'm just reading, I'm learning to you a Gemara. Go ahead, Lou.
Shim Chav
Aleph Siv Bet.
Siv Bet. Okay.
Loi Mairi Ela B'chaytech U'meniach Avol Im Lech Le Miad HaKol Shari Mida Dahab Da'abor Lechom Miad the Shari Tshuvas HaRashba V'Rab Periklal Gobel. Kamosha Bayer Mutal Alter, according to the Shita. Tochen, not Tochen with the grinding machine, but Tochen with the will be Mutter what? Alter. Just like?
Borer. Why? Because it's not Derech, yeah?
Because it's almost like slow.
Why we cannot say slow?
Comes along the Shilti Gibayim, and the Shilti Gibayim says, what? Masha had Bayer L'Teichen. Bayer, there's a Terim. Alter. Bayer is Mutter Alter. Teich is not Mutter Alter.
I don't have.
What's the not Chav? What could there be here not
Tachan?
Tochen La'alter. The same way Bora La'alter. But Tochen La'alter in the Ramah, we just said it. The Rashba. It's a Shita Sarashba. It's a Tshuva Sarashba. Chelik Hei. Chelik Dalit. Simen Ayin Hei. It's a Ran. This is the Shita. The Tochen.
Same what? The same Tochen.
Oh. So, could you please put that away, please? Please. It's a long... The Shilta Giborim, and he says, what do you mean? Teichen is Teichen, and Bayer is Bayer, and Teichen is Teichen. And boys, you know what the Yisod of the Machlokes is? Yeah, we talk about talking about. What's the Ramot discussing? It has to do with this Yisod. If you learn that there's a special heter called Derech Achila, right? So he's saying, and Bayer the Gesmar, what's the difference between Teichen and Bayer? But if you say it has to do with Derech Bayerim, Zerachanag, what does Derech Bayerim have to do with Teichen? What's the Shayach Bayer with Teichen?
According to Rashi, it would be Osur, but according to Ramba, it would be Mutur.
If it's Al Derech Achila, this is Derech Achila. If La Alter is the Svarash, the Kacha Ochlim, Mutali Lechol B'Shabbat, so what would be Teichen and Bayer? What's the difference?
According to this,
you'll
have to be
Mavashir
also.
Derech Bishur was. Not Bikli. The difference is beyond.
Yeah, you have to be some Shinoi.
Chelik Dalit, yeah? Simen Ayin Hei.
Okay.
The Rashba says it clearly. The Rashba says it clearly, and the Shulchan Gemara says it clearly.
Derech Ochlim, okay, then it's not good. But according to Shita,
yeah. What you see inside, Ayin Hei, here it is. Sha'alta im mutal lefarer p'tutei lechem lefet lefnei ha'targulim b'Shabbat im ikal lemeches b'shum t'chino lo. So he goes through the whole Inyan. Kitzi says like this. Abai explains it, you hear? The Hachi Kamar. Bayer Vaychel Alter. Bayer Vaychel Alter. Bayer Vaychel Alter. In Bir Nasa Kibar Loitz Chayach. Alma. Kol Sh'oichel. Alter. Kiderech Shedaka Shebnei Adam Lecha.
That's a Baitoich.
What did Mutter? The Rashba. I'm showing you the Rashba himself says this. You saw the what? It's called Derech Achila, the Meila.
Even by
Toichen. Even by
Toichen, she has to do with Achila. It has nothing to do with the not Derech.
They don't do Bayer and not Bayer. It's called Mutter for Derech Achila.
So anyone.
Shilta Gebayer speaks that opposite. What do you mean? Bayer La'alter's Mutter because it's not Derech Bayerim. Mazeh Shayach L'Toichen.
The answer is, according to the Rashba, it's not
Rama, where's Rama?
Shin Chaf Aleph, find out whatever it was. Read it, try it. Now, Ramboisi, you ready? What's the Yisod of the Machlokes? Now listen carefully what I hold. Listen carefully. If you learn that the Malacha is to take the Psolet, right? If the Malacha is to take the Psolet, so if you take the Ochel, then Bechlal is no what? What's that called? Einoi Derech Bayer. Because Bayer is to take the Psolet.
Right.
But if you learn Bayer is to Litakena Ochel, so you can have Bayer what?
Even
Ochel Psolet. What's the difference?
Wow. That's the Machlokes.
So you look at the Maestro.
That's why there's a special heter according to that Tzad called Derech Achila.
Okay. One more time.
Excellent.
I didn't hear.
If you learn that the malach is what psilos amichel to take the bid, like we spoke to clean out the bid. So therefore, what happens when I take oichel from psilos? Because it's loy derech breira b'chol.
Yes.
That's the sheet of loy derech breira. What about the sheet of derech achila? That's because they're learning like the Yeshua's Yankiv. They're learning like the sheetas that learn that the ikr malach is what lafrid oichel. Litaken oichel. So what's the difference? Oichel psal 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 oichel. Terence is what? It should be us or even what oichel from psal is, but we have a special heter called. And what does it mean? Borev oichel, borev meniach, lo yivra vivir chayv chatet. Like a rhyme. The question is, what does the rhyme mean? Borev oichel, borev meniach. Lo yivra v'bir chayv chatav. So Rabbi Yosef's sheet is like this. Comes along Rabbi Yosef and he says like this. Elam Rabbi Yosef. Borer v'ochel v'yad. He's borer v'ochel with his hand. Borer u'meniach b'yad. So too he's borer u'meniach b'yad. B'kanon u'betamchui lo yivror. With a kanui and a tamchui. That's a special kli for borer lo yivror. The imbirer potter, because sof that's not, it's a kli that could be used, but it's not the kli that is used. Meaning, you can make borrow with this cunning tamchui, but lamas, it's not the main kli for it. So therefore, lo yivror, lechatchila, the imbirer, he's taka potter, but you're not allowed to do it, but benafu v'kivra lo yivror. The imbirer chayv chatas, because that's tarko. That's the regular way of doing borer. I want to show you a very interesting diuk in Rashi. I want to see if you're masking to diuk. You know, diuk means a point in Rashi. Let's see what you think about this point. Rashi says like this. Patur aval asur. What does patur aval asur mean?
It's a klal in Shabbat, no?
What?
You patur from korban. It explains like this. You patur from korban, but it's asur.
Mutal lechatchila lo yhav. Patur means it's not mutal lechatchila. The reason for this is, what's the reason why we don't say it's mutar lechatchila? The dami lebreira. It's domi lebreira. Now, Rabotai, did Rashi come and say that it's breira, but it's with a shinui?
It's not
breira
at all.
Let's hear clearly again. Did Rashi come and say, bekani betamchui? It's breira with a twist. It's breira with a shinui. It's breira, you hear, where it's not tarko. Or it's not breira, but it's dummy le breira, and therefore chacham mastered it. I want to tell you that there's taka two types of rabbonos. In Hilchas Shabbos, you have a rabbonon where it's the malach itself, but with a shinui. It's the malach itself, but it's not kidarko. It's the malach. It's not utter, it's asr. But lamasa, since it's that malacha, it becomes asr.
Why is asr?
Oh, slowly, so we're not holding it yet. Slowly. That's why I'm going to show you what I want. There's two types of drabonans in Hilchas Shabbos. You have a drabonan in Hilchas Shabbos. You have a drabonan in Hilchas Shabbos. Where the drabonin is what? You have the malacha, but what rabbi say, good, let me finish off with me. You have the malacha, but the shinu.
So why is asur?
He likes it, Joyce. You see the deek in Rashi? And then you have the opposite. Where it's bechlal, not the malacha, but it's dome. It looks like that malacha. So Chachamim came and said, listen, let's asur it. Which one of them is this borer, rabotai? According to Rashi, b'kani b'tamchui, did Rashi come and say it's borer with a shinui?
No.
Or does Rashi say that what? The dami lebreira. Dami lebreira is mashma what?
It's not
breira. It's b'chlal not breira, but it looks like breira.
Yeah.
You like the diuk in Rashi? Good. Let's follow to the next line, next word. Chayav chatos loy hava. Lamasa, why are you not chayav chatos? The kilacher yad. Because lamaisa, it's with a shinui. Make up your mind. Lamaisa, make up your mind in the Rashi.
It's an old
British Rashi. You should know, when I saw this Rashi, and it hit me, I said, you like it, huh? You like it? That's okay, I can wear it. Okay, you hear? Listen good. Listen very good. Listen good. There's such a thing called a malacha, right? When I do the malacha kalachar yad, means I did the malacha. But I did with a shinui. That's kalachar yad. You know what malachar yad means? Backhanded. For example, if I go and I pick up something from a tree, and I did it kalachar yad, you're going to tell me I didn't do picking from a tree? Are you going to come and tell me it's dummy lekotzer? It's kotzer with a shinui. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mutl chatchila loy hava, the dummy librera. Because it's dome librera. What do you mean dome librera? It is brera. And when he explains chayim chatos, what does he say? Why is he chayim chatos? Why is he not chayim chatos? The kalach yadu. You're not chayim chatos because it's not a real brera, it's only dummy librera. He should be chayiv anything. Why is he not chayiv anything? Because it's not breira. It's only doim le breira. Lachem lachem asru et zachachamim.
So kalachar yad means that it's not a breira.
Did you do an act of breira here? The answer is no.
Okay.
Why? Because the act of breira is only what, according to Rabbi Yaisi, with kani and tam, with enough of a givra, with the real clean.
Right.
So if I do it with anything else, it's not brayer at all.
Right.
So why is it aser? Because it's domen. Meaning, Chachamim came and said, listen, look so much like brayer that will make it aser. So then if I turn around and I ask you, so why are you not chayiv chatos? And the answer has to be, because it's not brayer, right?
Yeah.
Don't come and tell me because you did it with a shinui. Tell the garashi. Well, because it's drop on us, it's a talk.
There's two kinds of dome the kilachar yad mutar and dome.
It's not dome, it's kilachar yad, not kilachar yad. Shinui and not shinui.
No, it's telling you that
don't say dome, say it's brera, but shinui. It's a pel Rashi saying over here. And I'll show you the difference in Rabbi Yaisi and Halach. It's unbelievable. Yeah, what do you want to say?
It's like
Kalachariyat. You just made up a Rashi. It's very nice. I don't know.
Rashi's Kalachariyat, yes.
Rashi is Doima Lebrera. Doima Lebrera. Meaning what? Is it Brera? No.
No.
So if it's not Brera, then that's why you're not Chayiv Chatos.
So Kalachariyat is not actual Malacha. It's something that's Doima.
Kalachariyat means a Shino. I did this with a you're not saying, you're saying...
What's the question?
When you start off saying, why is this Asr? It's not really Asr, it's really Mutter, but it's Mijabana. Okay. So there's one thing you could say, the reason why it's Asr, because you did it with a Shinui. Meaning, technically, if you do it straight, you're Chayiv. Since you did it with a Shinui, it's Asr Mijabana. He doesn't begin that. That's not how Rashi starts off. Rashi starts off, it should be mutter. And the reason why it's aser is because it's dome lebrera, the dummy lebrera.
Rashi explains why. So, because it's anyway kalachar yad. That's what you're not
saying. Anyway. It's not anyway, dumb, so then it's not dummy lebrera.
So that's what you're not chayav chatat.
Then, you know, if it's real brera, then don't say it's dummy lebrera.
It's not.
If it's not, then. Kalachiyad has nothing to do with Mappi. The malach is what it is. The kalachiyad is that I did that malach with the shinui.
That's
what
it's not brera.
Kalachiyad doesn't mean that it's doim le brera. Kalachiyad means it is brera. Okay. It's the act of brera, but I did it with the shinui.
What's the chayav in that case? Kalachiyad. Kalachiyad. Brera. Doim
means nothing.
What do you chayav for what? For domer?
It's
also not Chayim Chat, it's only Midrabanan.
No,
it's Chayim Midrabanan. I'm saying, whatever. Yeah, I understand, but the point is, all I'm doing is I'm taking apart a simple thing. If someone asks you why you're allowed to do the Breira with this Kalim, which is not meant for it, Domen and Klachiyah don't go together. Domen means that the Malach is not there, but since it looks like it, Chacham said not to do it. Right?
It's a gate.
Like a gate. Chacham said, since it looks like Bor, we don't want you to do it. See, then you can't turn around and tell me, and the reason why there's no carbon is because you did it with a Shinui. No, because it's not a Malacha. It's Mutter, it's not Doim Lebayer.
It says domela borer. Why shouldn't it do it?
What do you mean domela borer? Which means it's not borer.
But it's have something with borer.
It looks like nothing. What is domen? It looks like borer.
It looks like.
Right. So you holding should be chayiv chatas because it looks like borer?
No, it's not there.
So that's it. So just say the reason I'm not chayiv chatas.
Like,
huh? Something is domela borer. You should be chayiv chatas. All the drabbanas and Shabbos, the Chumash, and listen, it's so much like the Malacha, we'll say it's awesome. Yeah, but so that's why it's awesome, not because it's the Shinui. You want to know something? On a regular Daraita, if I do a Kalachi Yadam Potter. That's the Kash. If I did a regular Daraita Kalachi Yad. If I did a regular Daraita Kalachi Yad, my Chayva Potter. So then, so don't make a Strabanon and you pot on a carpet because Kalachi Yad. There's no such thing as Daraita Strabanon. Once you're Namina Tari, then you pot. Heaven is not our issue.
And that's why.
Yeah. Once we say it's Drabanon, then you don't have to sing a pot because of Kalach Yad. Rashi, Mutter Lechatchila, Loi. It should be Mutter, but it's not. Why not? Because it's Dami Lebrei. Drabanon.
Why is it
Drabanon? It's Mutter.
So.
Once it's Drabanon, that's why you pot it from a carbon, not because it's Kalach Yad. And it's Potter and Midrabon, and it's Potter, but it's only Chai Midrabonon. So you don't have to explain why you Potter from a carbon. It's Drabonon, you Potter from a carbon. You have to say the thing. It's not Osir, because it's not Minat Torah. Right, because
Drabonon.
With the oven, it's Mutter. Meaning it's not their rice. Right? So then you don't have to come and say it's because of Chatz and Kalach Yad. Oh, slowly. Hazorim Bedima! Rina Yitzara, let's go slowly. We have to see them. Now take a look further. The Ike Breira, Rashi, the Ike Breira, enough of a Kivra. The Ike Breira. What do you mean by Ike and Tafel? What does Rashi mean? Ike Breira. Iker Breira.
Main Isur.
The Iker Breira is Benaf for Kivra. Let's say I threw out another explanation to those two words. You ready? Iker Breira, you know what it means, Iker Breira? The Iker act of Boyer is Benaf of a Kivra. Oh, now it makes sense. Slowly. He's good. He knows how to learn. What should I do? Soon we'll switch seats, okay? Because I don't think my voice can handle too much more. Now listen carefully. You listening? When Rashi says, Iker Breira b'naf of the Kivra, does Rashi mean Iker Isur Breira? He's referring to the Isur, meaning you know what the Isur Breira is b'naf of the Kivra? Or he's saying the Iker act of Breira. You want to know what the act of Breira is? Slowly. Avul biyad. Look at the next line in Rashi. Avul biyad leidami lebayir klal.
So you see, it's the mice that he is talking about.
But when it comes biyad, it's not bayir at all. Is he referring to iser or is he referring to act?
The mice.
Act.
Referring to the act, right?
Dummy.
Let me ask you a question. Notice that Rashi didn't only once tell us that biyad is like dummy labayer. He tells it to us. What does Rashi say? She ain't a derech bayer.
It's not derech bayer.
Why does Rashi, in the first Rashi, use a lashon biyad? It's my, it's really not bayir at all. And then in the next Rashi, oichel from psilus, which is the next shita, and then bayir meniach la'alter. Rashi says, what? It's not called derech bayirim. Why does Rashi not say she ain't said bayir the same lashon like dami la bayir klal? Why does the first Rashi, when he speaks about biyad, you see, what's the difference between the three shitas? The first sheet is biyad v'loy b'kli. The second sheet is oichel from psoilus, not psoilus from oichel. And the third one is la'alter l'bay b'yayim, right? The difference in time. So in the first one he says that the biyad, ooh, that's really loy daimel l'bayr. It's completely not domel l'bayr. In the next Rashi, he should have said the same thing. Whoa, he did oichel b'tach psoilus l'domi l'bayr klal.
No.
The
first one is it's not the act of borer, right? But the second one is it's an act, but it's not called borer.
Who could think the hand is can do borer because it's not clean?
The first one has something to do with
clean. But since we're talking about borer,
just hear the question, and you're right, by the way. It's a very simple thing. The Rishonim have a very nice cut. Yes.
Could it be that in the first Rashi, you're saying Caleb versus Hannah, and the next two Rashis, that could be done with a hand? Forget about Caleb.
Correct. No, we'll see if that's true, but let's say, either way, what's the heter? Answer me in three words, what's the heter? Ain't zeh derech borerim. Same thing. So why does Rashi have to switch it though? But yeah, they have to tell me, lo domi lo bayir klal.
That's what I was saying.
Rashi's trying to tell me, why don't we make it a gzer drabanan like enough of it by Kani and Hamchli? You're the mandomar, the first mandomar to address to us three levels. Was Rabbi Yossi. Till now we have mutter asr, mutter asr, mutter asr. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, guess what? There's mutter asr.
There's
mutter mutter, and there's mutter asr. You hear? There's three levels. Once there's three levels, meaning what? There's a Drabbanan talking also.
Right.
Drabbanan talking is Dami Lebrera, not Dami Lebrera. So I have to say, Yad is even like Dami Lebrera Klau. In the Tum Ad Amrim, there's only two steps.
Why can't you say it's very nice.
Because he's going back on the first
one. Why can't you just say Lo Hamidelech Brera means it's not even
Exactly. Meaning what? Because you, the one. This is the first. No, I'm saying it's very simple.
Who's Terrence is this?
You're Terrence. This is the part. This is how I would say simple Pshan Rashi. Rashi, this is the first. The first time this is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the first one to learn the three levels.
Okay.
Till now we have. Boyer, that was like this. Till now we have like this. Boyer Vayichel means what? You're allowed to do it. Bayer Miniach means you're allowed to do it too. Every Shita learns, you know what Bayer and Eichel and Bayer Miniach? The same exact thing.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's Bayer Eichel and Bayer Miniach, and then the Isser is the opposite. Chatzishir will be Bayer of Eichel, Bayer Miniach. Yoysim Ashir will be what? Aser v'chayiv Karban. There's no middle. It's Mutter Aser, Mutter Aser, Mutter Aser. There's one Land Omar that breaks it into three levels. It's Rabbi Yossi. Bayer Vayichel is what? Is one. Bayer Miniach, okay. Then there's Lo Yivra, Vimbir, Chayv Chatos. That's two separate things.
No, we said this before.
Lo Yivra, which is Kani and Tamchoy, and then Vimbir, Chayv Chatos. That's splitting the three levels. It's not Mutter Aser, there's Mutter Mutter. There's Asa Asa and there's Mutter Asa.
But can I explain the Shita with Derech
Brera? One sec. So the question is, what is that? That's a new Chiddush where Rashi comes and says, Doima Lebrera. Where something is Doima Lebrera, that will be Mutter, but of Asa. You know, you're not going to be Chayv Potter, but of
because
Asa.
Comes
along Rashi, and Rashi says, therefore, in that context, I want to explain to you Yad. He's not explaining to Yad Lafuke Isur. Because then he would use the Lashon Ein Zeh Derech Bayir.
He
God use this lashon still to explain that this is sur
derabanan? He's using more than that. He's trying to say, even though it's not their bayer, but still daim lebayer should be chat. He also lechatchila, daim lebayer klal. You understand the Rashi? Is anybody with me? It's
You know what the
point. You know what the point is. I'm trying. Let me tell you what I want. I want to teach you how to read. That's all. It's very simple. To grind the words. Is there an extra word in a Rashi? Is Rashi saying something? Yeah, Rashi is saying something. Why do I know Rashi's saying something? So this is why I start like this. Okay. You know what, Tzaddik? For you, just for you, for a second. You have any experience in Gemara? You ever learned Gemara before? Huh? Which yeshiva is he from? Oh, you're from South Shore. Just listen carefully. The Gemara takes apart a brisa. All right? Which brisa is the Gemara taking apart? Boyer v'oichel. You're allowed to do boyer to eat. Boyer meniach. You're allowed to do boyer to leave it. Then the Gemara says, lo yivrar, a person should not do boyer, and if he does do boyer, he's chayiv chatas. Which is a tongue twister, so to speak. What does it mean? Don't do, and if you did, you chayiv chatas. So there are different opinions in the Gemara what that refers to. So the first opinion in the Gemara is, the Gemara is Ula. Ula's prashit is Boyer v'Oichel for today and not for tomorrow. Okay? For today you're allowed, for tomorrow you're not allowed. Boyer v'Niach, as long as it's for today. But if it's for tomorrow, lo yivra, and if you did it, you chayiv chatas. Okay? So there's black and white. Today and tomorrow. The difference is today and tomorrow. Reb Chisda comes along and says, the difference is not today and tomorrow. The difference is shiurim. Chatzi shir, pachis mikashir, you're allowed. Yoysa mikashir, you're not allowed. Gregor's. Fig. Figsworth. Shita number three is Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi comes along and says that the difference between yes allowed, not allowed, it's not as clear as the other two, yes and no, but there are three stages. There's Bayer Meniach with your hand. Bayer V'Oichel with your hand. Bayer Meniach with your hand. Lo Yivrar is not going back on the Doraita. Lo Yivrar is not to do something which is only L'chatchil Asur. Which is what? The Kani of the Tamchui. A certain type of Keli. Which is not Kavua, it's not set for Bayer. So that's what we say, Lo Yivrar. Bidrabana. Vimbir Chayim Chatas. You have three stages in Rabbi Yossi. What do you have? Mutter, as long as it's Biyad. Bidrabana, it's also when it's what? Bikani of the Tamchui. And then we have a third thing, which is also Minatayr Chayim Chatas. Kivra v'nafa, which is real.
What is
it? Vimbir,
what does it talk about?
Kivra v'nafa. Vimbir v'kivra v'nafa,
Chayim
Chatas. That's how Gemara learns it. That's how the Gemara learns it.
So lo yivror means
kanu yitamchui.
Vimbir with nafa.
Exactly. You understood this? Okay. Then comes the next sheet. The next sheet that says oichel from psayos, psayos from oichel. Which is again black and white. Oichel from psayos is mutter. And Psalms of Michael is what? Aser. Then we have the last sheet. Oitzer and not Loitzer. That's the last sheet that the Gemara says. Boyer of Oichel. I'm sorry, that's Ram Nuna. Abaya. Boyer of Oichel. Alter. Boyer of Meniach. Alter. Lo Yivrar. Masaka. Boyer Loitzer. Okay? It has to be louder, louder. Louder, louder. It's Mutter. Lo Yivrar. Vimbir. Masaka. Boyer Loitzer. Okay? You have it? So those are the different sheets. You got it? You got it? The last part is, it has to be right now. When you do boyrish for this moment, for eating right now. Anything that I do, even for today.
But what about
the Ula says, as long as it's today, it's mutter. Now, Bai is the exact opposite. It can't be at all for today. It has to be for now.
It has to be for now. We're doing it for later,
now. Now, Baisi, knock this into your head, because we're soon going to learn the Rach to see how we pass it. There's a sheet that the Ramban learns that Bam is nobody here is chaylik.
What?
No way. What? Rabban holds that there's no machlaikas. Technically, he does. He says if you go weave through the different sheetas, you realize that they're all right. We pass like all of them. We pass like all of them.
We do pass like all of them.
1 second.
Slowly.
We're not. We do pass like all of them.
Just each one stresses which one.
Each one stresses a different part of the word. It's a very famous Rabban. Okay, we'll talk about it. It's a Rach, Rabban. Sounds like it's a very good Rubik's Cube, yeah?
We paskin like the whole thing. Okay, but before we get to that, let's learn how Rashi learns of Rabbi Yossi. We spoke already, Abaya we did already, Ula we did already. We did this till now. Now we have to Rabbi Yossi. Says Rabbi Yossi like this. Pata Avalasar. What does Pata Avalasar mean? Rashi over here translates what it means, Pata Avalasar. What do you mean, Pata Avalasar? It means Mutu Hatchil Loihava. That's what it means. It's not Mutter Lechatchila. Why?
Why does
he say
Mutter
Lechatchila Loihava? What should he say? Okay. Mutter
Lechatchila Loihava.
Meaning with the beginning it was not already Mutter. And the reason is because it's Daim Lebreira. Now, my question to you is, when he says the Daim Lebreira, what does he mean? He means that Batsim, it's not Boyer. Right, it's so close that Chacham say, it's a type of a plate that you can do it with. It's not for Boyer, not Kavua for Boyer, but you can do it. It's a drop on it. So what is the word he uses? It's Daim Lebreira. It so much looks like Breira that the Chacham said, don't do it. Don't do it. Daim Lebreira. Fine. So Rashi should have continued. V'chayim chatas lehava. You know why? Because it's only Jabana. What should be the next line in Rashi? And you're not chayim chatas. Why not? Because only Jabana. Then you'd be chayim, but it's not. We're saying, then it couldn't be part of a lashon. Yes. It's a Pashim Shan Rashi. I'm telling you, listen to me, listen. I'm not telling you big who knows what in my own Chedushim. It's simple. If someone asks you Kalachriya, you know what Kalachriya means? It's a Shinui in the Malacha. But it's a Malacha you did B'Shinui. Here it's not even the Malacha.
It's Domeh.
You're telling me that it's only us because it's Domeh. So it's Drabonon. Why are you not Chayim Chattas? Because it's Drabonon.
Yeah.
If something's drabbona here, on a malacha drabbona, you're gonna come and see a pata because it's a shinui. It's a pata because it's only drabbona. Okay. Next point: the ikur breira benof of a kivra. So I want to know when Rashi means ikur. Does he mean ikur out the isur, or does he mean ikur in the malacha? Want to know what the act of boyer is? The act of boyer is the malacha. I think it means the malacha.
What?
And the reason why I think that, because of the next line of Rashi. The next line of Rashi is, Avu biyad loy dami lebayr. If he did it with his hand, it's not daima to bayr. Why? Klal, at all. It's not daima to bayr at all. Now what does he mean it's not daima to bayr? Does he mean isser?
No, he's saying the act of...
Now how do I know, how do I know that he means act and not isser?
What does it mean, act and
isser? I'll show you what makes a very big difference. But before we get to the difference, how do I know it means act and not
isur? Because it says yad. The next case is the yad. That means
because of the next Rashi's that say ein zederach bayrim. What is the difference between leidami lebayr klal and ein zederach bayrim? What's the difference?
I didn't do it the same way.
Like Dami Labayr Klal is saying, it's not even that. It's nothing. Here, could you come and tell me that if I talk to you, I'm not gonna hit you. If I talk to you, I'm chayiv. Why? Because it's daimit to ksira, daimit to cutting an apple off a tree. What does one have to do with the other? That's what Rashi means. Like Dami Labayr Klal. It's not a malacha. There's no malacha here. There's no malacha at all. Ein zederach bayrim doesn't mean there's no malacha. Ein zederach bayrim means
it's bayrim,
but it's a kalacha yad bayrim. It's not the derech. I did it with a shinui. I did it differently than you're supposed to be doing it. That's the difference between the two lashonos. Now I have to ask, why did Rashi make that difference? That's what I'm asking. Why did the first one, did Rashi feel that he has to say ein adoyme, and over here he has to say it's the shinui?
And my next question. What?
Isn't this Rashi going on one thing?
No, it's three different cases.
In one Rashi?
It's three different cases. One's Rabbi Yossi, the other one's going back on Rav Hamnuna, the other one's Abaya.
No, this Patur Avad Asur is going
on. One thing, Rabbi Yossi.
So where are these Rashi's?
Give me a second. Ein Zeh Derech Borer. What does that mean? Derech.
He's Borer, but it's not the Derech.
Derech of Borer, right? Ein Zeh Borer Klal. What does that mean? It's not even Borer at all. Does Rashi say that, or am I bothering Rashi? Now what's the difference? Why does Rashi need this? So the truth is, it's not much of a question. Why? Because Rashi needs it. In Rav Hamnuna, Rashi needs it. Because Rav Hamnuna is the first one to make the difference between not only Mutter and Asur, but Daima and not Daima. You can have Mutter, and you can have Asur. But then you can have what? Something in the middle. As long as it's Domeh, it's also Asur Mijabana. So I have to come and say, right, that Yad is not even Domeh. Rabbi Yossi, I meant Rabbi Yossi. That's the Pasha Pshat Rashi. That's called learning Rashi. This is how you have to read the Rashi. Nothing more and nothing less. If you added anything or subtracted anything, you didn't learn the Rashi. This is reading through the Rashi. But we're going to add a little salt and pepper here a little bit. You ready?
Can you explain again?
It's very simple. There's a sefer called Magi Novlis. Very famous sefer. The Gilital talks about it by Riches. But the Kasha, you don't need any names for this Kasha. What's the halacha, Taka, and all these Ains of Derech Borodim? What's the halacha? It's mutter. No, it's mutter.
We just said that it's kilachayat.
Aichulum psailus is part of Alas, and then you won't be able to eat on Shabbos.
Yeah, right.
So the question is, if you explain to me that what's Ains of Derech Borodim,
since
kilachayat, let it at least be drabanan.
Right.
Famous cash on
the
Kasha.
One more time.
All the Ains that Derech Borodim becomes Mutter.
Yes.
How can it become Mutter? Whenever it's not the Derech, it's always Kalach HaYad.
Right now.
Kalach HaYad is only on, is Asim Jabana. So how's it Mutter?
Even though you're taking out the Lachon of Solid, since considered Kalach HaYad,
but it's me. And if you think when you read through the Alkut Yosef, he's not going to bring this question down, you got to be out of your mind. This is it. This is the question. Three Rashi's telling me Ein Zeh Derech Borer. Okay, so let it be Asur Midrabanan.
How is it Kalach HaYad when you're taking the Ochel from Solah?
Who?
How is it considered Kalach HaYad when you're taking out the Ochel from
Solah? How is it Kalach HaYad? Because usually you take the Psalos from the Ochel. So I take the Ochel from Shinoi. I did it by Shinoi. So I did it by Shinoi, Asur Midrabanan.
Mutter.
No. Or every kalach yad should be mutter, but that's not a yad. Since every kalach yad is also midrabanan, then at least be also midrabanan. You never understood about boyer. You know what? Let's close the gemaras. Let's make it nice and easy. Yeah, you know we like stories. I know everybody likes stories. That's right. I mean, what's a kalach HaYad? Let it be awesome. Okay, Rabbi, you listen good. Listen good, huh? You're saying something else. Okay, so wait a minute. Maybe we're saying the same thing. Listen carefully. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara talks about a person's buyer. What's the case? Chachi Shir, Kalim. This is all very nice. Libo Bayom and not Libo Bayom. What's the difference in his Kavana? Yeah, but what's the difference in his Kavana?
Because if you want it for the next day, you're preparing for the next day.
That was like this. I was thinking about it for a while. Let's say Boyer, right?
Because for next day, now he wants to change his Kavana.
Let's see, change his point.
Of course, it's about Shemet, you need the Machshava here.
You were doing the prayer, you weren't focusing on
it. He was bothering me. What happens if a guy comes, you know what, he's doing it for tomorrow, and then all of a sudden, you hear, he changes mind, you hear, and it becomes for today.
I don't know why it's
mean, I don't see it. Doesn't it should right? Doesn't change. It's still bayer from before.
Tell you why.
Wait, then,
because
right.
Tell you why. Because once you started doing it,
tell you, I can't hear everybody. I love you all, and I just can't hear everybody one shot. It doesn't work that way.
No, but once you started doing it already, it started being soon.
Yeah, but you changed it.
How does the machshava change? How does your kavana change what the mitzvah says?
For example, if somebody took a
floor, beautiful question, no?
If somebody took a floor from Olam, right?
Yeah.
And you wanted to fix that thing or body,
right?
You wanted to fix it. If he ate it right away, took the psalot and started consuming it or took care of it.
Yeah, that's in the mitzvahs. I agree with you. That's if I ate it loud or not.
Now in the next case of. Right?
I agree with you. I agree with you on all those cases. I want to know Lubay Bayayim, not Lubay Bayayim. What is his kavana? How does his kavana change?
Meaning, you want it for tomorrow night, he's doing it, he wants it for...
Yeah, I'll change my mind. What's wrong if I change my mind? I mean, I don't...
Maybe if it's...
I mean, how does what goes through my head...
You already started with...
Yeah, but the act is the same act. Me and him could be doing the same exact thing. He's thinking, I can't wait to eat every 5 minutes. Right? I want every 2 minutes he eats on Shabbos, okay? And I'm thinking for tomorrow, okay? You see, that's what I'm trying to tell you another thing. When we talk about Kavanah, see, I want you to know this. Please, I'm begging you. You know what to say. It's like my throat hurts me. Say it. Go.
The other way around, what if you start in the Kavanah meeting now and end up doing it, eating it tomorrow?
For tomorrow. Then it becomes... Then it's
from...
Exactly. And what's that lock? It's mutter. Why?
But you do something that's now in Easter.
I'll tell you why, Rebbe. Because when you want to do it for
what
tomorrow,
else you're here. I love it. You have no idea how well he said it. Do you understand what he just said?
No, I didn't hear.
He explained it so beautiful. What happens if you say it again? Safriya, say it again. Listen to what Safriya is saying. He's a man with reason. He's a man...
He's a Mr. Yang.
Go ahead. Don't
what happens if you start with a machshava that you need it right now, and then you become full and you don't eat it, and you end up 3 days later, 2 days later. You went from machshava...
Meaning you did, it's mutter because you had for now, and Lamaisa was ended up for Oitzer. So why?
But Kavanah was at the time.
What's that? Mutter!
In the case where you want
mutter
for tomorrow,
it's what you need now. The guy meant now?
I know what you're saying, Mutter. Because you got to be able to and he actually ate
all the Malachas, Malachas, Mashavis. What's Malachas, Mashavis?
With the Kavanah.
With the Kavanah to be over that.
Right.
Not to be over, this is the difference. Not to be over. Do this melacha, the way
I agree with you, but to do what it is,
to get the
meaning like this. If let's say I rip a pre, right? Let's say I rip a pre.
Pre
I need kavanah of a fruit off a tree. I needed kavanah to be chayy for ripping off the tree, the thing of the tree. But you're not going to come and tell me that my kavanah made it into a mice of ripping off the tree. Here you have a melacha that it defines what I was thinking, makes it into bayra or not bayra. What's the difference? Whatever it is. You want to know if you had a kavanah to do that. Okay, that's a different shayla.
A great example.
I'm going to hear from you in 1 second. Yeah. So I'm saying that's intention to do what was done. But over here, it's not a question, do I have intention to do it or not? It's what my intentions are, that defines what I did. If I had intentions now, then it's not called. The same act. Two people could do the same thing. Two people could do the same thing. But I was thinking left field and he was thinking right field. So man, it's two different things. What's the difference?
You have to say something.
What's the difference? Here. So you have two people are drinking water, yeah? One is drinking it because he wants to wash down the fall, and the other guy is drinking because he wants to wash down the fish. Not the same thing. Not the same thing. What's the difference? The same thing happened. You both drank water. You both drank water. What's the difference what you had in mind to drink the water?
This is what Rashi says. This is what Rashi says.
This is what Rashi counts?
It can't be that the mice counts because you see it with the cover.
This is what Rashi saying. The mice itself, the boy, what's called boyer, it's all over the...
I need a psak halach. Who wants the pask halach for me now?
No.
Machshav is the mice. Listen to me carefully.
Say that.
I want a psak halach. You know what? maybe this is too much deep for you guys. Maybe you like to learn Yalkut Yosef. I'll ask Yalkut Yosef Shiley. Ready? Do we pass like a B'Yosef? I think yes, right? The Gemara brings a little Aleph.
Yes.
We pass like a B'Yosef, okay? B'yad is mutter. Gershon, yes or no?
Yep.
Slowly. What about La'alter or La'achazman? He doesn't discuss. I'm asking. Ask it for me. If a person, ask it for me. If a person went, you hear? If a person went, I'm sorry, I can't help myself. If a person went, and he did biyad, you're listening, biyad? Not La'alter. Mutter also.
According to Rav
Yossi, hell with chiropractor, no, I'll problem. Take care of your back. You don't have to go to any more car for free, I'll do it for free.
It's no problem.
You say it's no problem.
I also say
it. No, you I'll say it's no problem.
Unless you look like Rambo, he agrees with everybody else. That depends.
I'm asking someone, according to Rav Yossi.
What does Rav Yossi say exactly?
Rav Yossi says you're allowed to be yacht.
But
Does it make a difference for now or for later? He's cheating! He took the Ritva from here and he's cheating. All right. Shh.
Arab.
We have a posek that wants to cheat.
No, but he says Beferush open Rabba.
No, I want you to cheat. Read it. He says it what? Read it. Show them.
Show me.
Hello, Rabbi Yosef. One line. You know why he does it in one line, the Ritva? Because he knows if it'll be any longer, you won't want to look at it. She says, short and to the point. El Arav Yosef, Barav Eichel, Miniach B'yad, Lepirish Lechel, Leshatoy, La'alter.
What's the Raya?
Tekim L'shaytahu, Oyim B'yadoy, L'chashiva B'rei Reklam.
That's what you say.
If it's for now, why would I put it later?
That's what you say.
Yosef says, yeah, that as long as it's biyad, everything's okay. Bekeli, that's when all the problems start. Not one word, la'alter, not la'alter, yella, nothing.
What's the word for maniach mean?
Maniach would be, he does it for now, and then he could still put it down.
Who
afterwards.
Says this? Why do you have to say
so
words?
So what do you want from
him? Why have to put it down for?
Why can't you just say that?
Because he's going to eat
next time. Boiler now, oicha from
he's going to eat next
time. Maniach, he's going to put it for a little while. You know, just like
again, I mean, what did I do?
Why do you add words in his mouth?
I was reading a Ritva, you know, innocently. You see, this is what I suffer here. Innocently, I'm reading a Ritva. Le Pirusho, Pirish, Le Echayel, Le Shaita. Lalter. The whole head of Rabbi Yossi is to eat it loud. It's not even true. How could that be? Why? There's never, according to Rabbi Yossi, any boyer biyad. There's no such thing as boyer biyad. It doesn't exist. And the truth is, what was lashon of Rashi? When you do it biyad, loy dami le boyer klal. Chayrut, there's a stira here between the Rashi and the Ritva, right? Rashi seems to be learning loy dami le boyer klal, and the mela it would come from there to continue that what? Even if it's then even loud or not, will make a difference.
It won't make a difference. As long as it's not boiler already, it doesn't make a difference.
It's not boiler.
That's what I don't understand.
You know what's possible?
How can you just put words
in the mouth? Taste of the boiler. You need three things to make it a boiler? Or even one of them is ready to boil?
One.
Do you need three altogether for tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the halacha l'maisa. I want to Rabbi Yossi before we get to Rach. The way you learn the Rishayna before you get to Rach, you need only one thing. That's the Yad's mutter. Those from Rashi would be mashma.
Yeah.
If I asked you the halacha l'maisa from Rashi, what would you say? According to Rashi, Bayer Biyad for now, for tomorrow, for later. Mutter ain't a daimel of Bayer Klau. The Ritzvold's not true. When we say Biyad, what do we mean? Biyad is only what? Lauter. A boy said, what's the Hezbollah the Machlokes? What are they arguing?
I think there are no.
Exactly.
Huh?
Because exactly.
Rashi's learning Maisa. It's not Maisa nothing. Everybody
exactly.
Has Tertzah, you still
exactly.
Got it. Who cares?
Exactly.
That's it.
Between Rashi and what? Between Rashi and Ritzvold.
So, don't be shy.
Why is it like that?
Do you agree that the Ritzvold says it?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have to admit that the Ritva says it?
No, but...
In other words, do I have to...
Why
can I be Makhish the Ritva?
Yes.
Why is that what he said?
I don't know what his Raya
is.
But I can tell you...
No Raya, for sure.
Look at Mark.
If there is no Raya, I agree to all what he said. Because... Okay, you can say it.
Is it Lemaz?
Ramban.
I do have a Raya. I do have a Raya. Do we look at the act, or do we look at the tatsa'a?
Like,
what is the malacha? Is bayir a malacha, which is this action is bayir maseh borer? Or do we look at what the tatsa'a of the borer? What came from the borer? What was the lamasa of the borer? Rashi obviously is learning that, you know what we look at? We look at the mass of the Borer.
What do you mean? What kind of Borer?
Oh, and that's why Rashi seems to be saying there's no Borer here at all. Like dummy, the Borer cloud. Not dummy, it's a Borer at all. Mass has to be with the Kli. Without a Kli, it's not a... Like dummy, the Borer cloud. Mashen came to Ritva. Ritva is saying like this. We're not looking at the masa. We're not looking so much at the masa. Meaning, yad and not yad is not a heter in maisa. We want to know what the tatsah is. Memeila, listen carefully. If let's say a person is boirer for now and not for later, or for later and not for now, what could be the difference? In maisa, there can't be a difference because it's the same act. Kavana, he could change, right? Your kavana could change what you're doing for now or for later, right? We don't care about the act. We care about the poel yotze, what's neged to you. And what do I mean by this? Now listen carefully. I once asked you, how do you translate the word boirer? Is it lafrid ochlim? What is livror ochlim, to select? Remember we spoke about this?
Yes.
Selection is tali bima.
In das, maise.
Das. When I select something,
that's why you have a chupsa.
The act itself is not the isur. The isur is the choosing. It's my das, one thing over another. It's me. You see the difference? If you want to look at the masa...
What do you mean it's you? Let's say you have a brain-dead person and you just goes like this. You're not over
it? Well, a brain-dead person is part of an amitzvah.
Just give you an example. What is that?
You have to say your mind decides what's
selecting.
So what's not so.
Because you're word, selecting.
More than that. Selection. The word selection means...
Selection.
It's not hamitzvah shel afrada.
It's the afrada in your mind working, no?
It's that I chose one thing over another.
What do you do in your mind? Are you aware?
Because of your deot.
My dear, bicharti. Habocher.
What I mean is, if there's two things you don't want, there's no word.
Hafrada means you separate it, it doesn't matter if you want it.
What you want, you don't want it.
You separate it, that's it.
And then I showed you that the Rambam sheet is
Hafrada.
That Enachanami, if you hold the Issa's Hafrada, even if the Mishneim Oichlim, what happens? It's the loss. Selection is totally in your das. It depends what you wanted.
But everywhere else it's also.
Rashi learned very simple. You know what the malach is? No. The mice is Isser. Memela, does it make a difference now or later? What difference could it be already? Once you hold the mice as a mice hamutter, then there can't be any problem with it. It's very easy. According to the Ritva, you know what the heter of biyad is? Because Migaladas. You're Migaladas.
What?
That you don't mean Boyer, you mean Eichel. Again, it's in your das. And I'll prove it to you.
But
if you don't feel that this is a proof,
from Rashi?
I quit. You ready?
Maybe I don't have
you'd like a job, maybe?
Maybe.
How much?
A lot of headaches.
So that's why you're so sick again.
Give me one second. Read it. No, read the Ritva. Read the Ritva. No. Listen.
לאוכלו אינו נראה כבורר אלא שנותן מה שרוצה לתת לפיו אלא שנותן מה שהוא רוצה לתת לפיו
רוצה
What do you mean to say by what you're doing? A person who's borer yad the outer. You know what he seems to be saying? I'm hungry!
So?
He says, Rotze, he says.
Why should we ask her hungry?
My shame came when a person does it lachar zman, he's megat. What does the act show? And what does he want to do? He wants to be Bayer. Bayer is to select. See, it's you, it's not the master.
I don't understand. Again,
hold on. What's
that to do with you?
Did you see the ritual?
I can give you an easier way to...
Before an easier, do you see the ritual?
That it goes on the machshava, not the...
Nero, you see how he translates it? The heter is not because it's the master mutter. The heter is because it's Nero. He's showing that he wants to eat. So let me explain to you again. It's very simple. Ready?
The key is also in
the house. Listen carefully. Okay, come. Abaisai. Come. Ready? You ready to enjoy? Are you excited? That's all. Let's get into it. Listen carefully. Listen to Tishma. Tishmu. Rabbi Yosef comes along. You know what? Let's make believe we're learning first grade Gemara. Fifth grade. We're starting in the fifth grade. Okay? Rabbi Yosi comes along and he says like this, listen to me. Biyad. I think that's mutar.
Maybe what's
biyad? You want to see what biyad is? I'll show you. I'll show you what biyad is. 2 seconds, I'll show you how my... Not him. He's putty. You ready?
Get enough.
Believe me, my biyad is a lot stronger than my bakli. Now listen carefully. Biyad is mutter. Bekli, we'll play around. One type is yeah mutter, one type is awesome. This is what Rabbi Yosi. And even the one that's mutter is not l'chatchila because it's domel l'bor. Okay. I asked you a question. Okay, you know, before I ask you a question. Now, so the way you read the Gemara, Yad seems to be a blank check. You know, as long as it's biyad, there's no problem. And the reason is, Rabbi Yosef, what's the reason? Simcha, I'm sorry, what's the reason? It's not bayir. Not bayir. And like the words that Rashi uses, like dami labayir klal. Right? This is Rashi. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. What's the hechach of Rashi? The hechach of Rashi is very simple. He didn't say. He wasn't a mechalek. Time, not time. lechalek time and not time was a different man da amra.
Right.
So Rabbi Yosef is saying, Yad, always mutter. That's how it seems Rashi seems to be. Right. Yeah. Yad,
always
mutter. Comes along the Ritva and he says, wait a second. When Rabbi Yosef said it, he said Yad is mutter, only le shaitai, louder. He says it. It's clear, it's open, there's no... Now, what is the difference? I mean, I don't see it. Is it mutter, is it us? What's the difference between l'shaita and not l'shaita? Does he get it from? What does he mean? So I'm telling you like this. In order to understand this machlaikis, we gotta understand what boy really, really is. Now, why do I say we have to understand what boy really is? Because we have to realize that the boy is a lot different than all other malachas. Where your kavana will change what the malach is. For example, no, boy by yaim and not boy by yaim, what's the difference? If I'm sheichet le boy by yaim or I'm sheichet lacher Shabbos, it makes a difference. What's the difference? If something is us, it makes a difference what I do it for. If I want to cut an apple off a tree, would it make a difference if I did it for today or for tomorrow? Or if I do it for now? You know, guys come and say, you know, I'll chop an apple off a tree, it's la'alter, it's mutter. What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference? So we spoke that there's a special svara called Derech Achila, that there's a special het you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. You can't say people not eat on Shabbos. We spoke about this. We'll get back to it later. But without this special svara that I proved you, Rashi doesn't hold up. Rashi doesn't hold this. It comes out that you have to understand why Boyer is Tali b'machshava. Why is it Tali b'machshava? What does it mean? Why is it my kavana bay bayayim and not bay bayayim changing? So I'm explaining to you, it's very, very simple. You got to know what the problem of boyer is. Is it the actual act of separating them? Or it's the selection of it. Meaning, I took one thing preferable over another thing. Meaning, I should take the food instead of the psalat, and I took the psalat instead of the food, but I selected. Selection itself is telling me. The word bechira, the word to select, when I talk about selection, that means it has to do with what my kavana was. That's aleph. You have to understand. The malacha is not the actual maisa, but it's the brera, it's the selection on Shabbos. It's that I chose one thing over another. Chazal, tell me when I do have to choose how to do it. With the keli, not with the keli, but it's your sign of the malacha, says the Ritva, is anyway bedas. Okay. If it's anyway bedas, so what's mutter and what's not on? It's anyway bedas. So I have to have, the maaseh should show me what the das is. I never know what a person's das is. Let's say a guy comes and he does prayer and he's thinking, Chinese ball game, a Chinese chess game. How do I know what the guy meant when he did the borer? If it's all in the mind, the answer is the actions.
Depends what you're doing it for.
Will tell me what's going on in the guy's mind. That's how the Ritva understood the din of biyad also. If I do it biyad, what's the heter? Nira, it shows me that I want to eat. That's only if it's la'alter. Biyad is not because if I do it biyad, the mice is not a mice of boyer.
It is.
It's a mice of boyer, but the pshat is, it's not negeya. It all depends on, am I selecting or am I not selecting? So if I do it biyad, says the Ritva, what happens? I showed that I want to eat and I don't want to be boyer. So if I do it not la'alter, what am I showing? That I don't want to eat. What do I want? I want to be bayer. I want to select. That's what the Ritva says. Now read it now inside. Nira. Or Rav Amnuna. Who has the Ritva? No?
Who has the Ritva?
Yeah. Hevanta? Nikudazun Hevanta? Loko kachanda, huh? Is the Isser in the Masa or is the Isser in the Kavana? Machlokes on this. So what's the mal of biyad? Not Rashi, according to the Ritva. So why is biyad mutter now? If we don't care anyway, the act. So what's the heter viad? Because it shows me what your kavana was. Obviously, I want to eat. I don't want to select. I want to eat for now. That's why the ritvus has to be for now also.
But how do you know it's for now?
No, say it clearly. Nira, no? Oh, ain't no nira kibore. Doesn't look like he's being boyer. It looks like he's eating. When a person picks up food and he puts it to his mouth, what do you see his kavan? What do you see he's doing?
He's eating.
So if he does it louder,
like
so then you see that's not eating. It's for
let's see if he'll do it with kli and he pour it right away to his mouth. So what's the difference?
But kli is also not nira kai because you don't eat that way.
But you're gonna prove with the fact that he's gonna eat it.
But people don't do that. What you need is that the mas itself should be moichiach.
Wait, but the problem is
kli means like this kli.
If you're taking
grain, you sift it right into your
food. Ain't a derech breira. Ain't a derech breira. If it's not derech breira, one second. What is its kalachayat? So the question is, let it be asr for what? Let it be asr kuparim and drabonim, right? Now, if a person does a kalachayat, is there a malacha that was done kalachayat?
No.
Yes. Or now the malacha was never done?
In other words, your
machshava
was the same.
If this is the ma'isa, then what happens? The ma'isa is awesome. You did this ma'isa isur kalach yad l'shinui.
Right.
But if the ma'isa has to tell me what my kavana was, so if I did it shalai keder breira, so what do you? So what is my ma'isa? My ma'isa shows that I wasn't being bayer.
That's it.
It's also patur. It's never Isser. That's the teretz. When we talk about kalachar yad, the taisha kalachar yad is not pshat there's a maisa with a heter called kalachar yad. By bayer it works the other way around. By bayer it first works in your kavana. First you gotta know what the guy did. You're gone, huh? You know what? Give me the phone. I have to call him on the phone and listen.
I understand.
No, I don't want to use him.
And the phone they
listen. Gershon, walkie-talkie, he can pick us. Every malacha in Hilchus Shabbos. Every malacha in Hilchus Shabbos is a maisa. It's an act. You gotta do something. You hear? Every malacha is an act, okay? There's a question, how you did the act, did you have kavana to do the act? Yeah, but the act is what's asr. Bayer is very strange, you know why? Bayer is not the act at all.
No, it is, Rabbi.
Bayer is that you wanted the result. It's the kavana that you wanted.
But why not do an exception? Give him malacha.
One second, let's go. It's the pearl yotzer that you want.
That's the whole malacha, borer. You want something.
That's right. It's not that you get a masa, you separate. Big deal. What's the
mazasit
kvar? Kotzer is a malacha. Zareah is a malacha. Chayrish. These are real malachas. I'm saying, but these are real things. These are real. I did something. Here, the whole thing is, I want reiras ha'oichel, or I want to eat. The type. It's my kavana. So how does it work then? The malacha, these tanoim are teaching us that the malacha that you did will be megaladas, what you really had in mind and what was going through your head when you did it. For example, if a person takes pachos mikashir,